2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone.
Turn it up.
It doesn't get much better than this. Utah versus Oregon and Eugene with a spot in the Pac-12 title game on the line. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, look, let's give away some tickets, shall we? It's a Tuesday, which means we give away tickets. It's a Team 49 Tuesday. Caller number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. We'll win a pair of tickets to see the Jazz take on the Phoenix Suns Friday night at Vivint Arena. But you got to be caller number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. What are you laughing at?
Oh, one of my friends back home started knitting.
What is that?
Earmuffs for cows. Ear warmers.
Wait, what?
What do you mean, what is that?
You say earmuffs for cows?
Well, this is 100% legit.
Is that awesome?
You got to be kidding me.
Well, it's because they want to keep the cow's ears warm. So yeah,
the cows, they got hair on them. They're fine.
Yeah, but it's fun because they knit different colors.
These cows look miserable.
You don't think the cow feels kind of loved?
No, I think I look at him and he's like, don't you dare take a picture of me right now. I feel stupid. He looks like your Gracie, your dog, did when you dressed her up.
Don't you dare. That wasn't a...
You and I both agreed. She didn't
look. It's a festive sweater.
She did not look happy about it.
She's not happy.
That's all I'm saying.
But sometimes being cute... isn't easy.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, I just pointed out that your dog did not look happy being dressed up in a holiday sweater, whereas Buster looked pretty happy about it.
Which one of these should I tweet out, show people, because they're trying to sell these?
That one right
there.
This one?
Yeah. Okay. I'll tweet out a picture of this. It's a friend back home that's started a knitting company for cows, to keep cows' ears warm through the cold.
Sure, that's our growth industry right there. That's gonna.
Well, remember when we thought it was weird they were putting milk cows on waterbeds? And we're like, that's not going to work.
And it didn't work.
Oh, did it not? Did they shut it down?
Well, no, that's.
Because they were getting more production.
Yeah, yeah. That was. I don't think you're going to get more milk out of these cows just because their ears are warm.
Yeah, well, might keep your beef warm. Keep the meat warm on the cow.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
I'm sending this one. I think it's darn cute.
It's delightful. It's very nice.
Why can't cows be comfortable while they're within their short time here on this earth?
You know what? There's an old saying that, you know, you need to treat your livestock like they only have one bad day in their life.
Yeah.
Every other day should be just pleasant and loving.
I totally agree with that. That one bad day is really bad for them.
It's a real bad day.
Yeah, but... they should have a good time in their year and a half, 2 years. What are they at typically at butcher?
Well, it depends. I'd say probably less than a year. 6-7 months.
All right.
I can't wait to see the response to this. Oh, boy. All right. Jazz back in action tonight, taking on the New York Knicks. This was supposed to be the game, Hans. Back in July, we were thinking this was going to be the one. This was the only game that the Jazz had originally on the schedule that was going to be a nationally televised game, because everybody thought it was going to be the Donovan Mitchell game. But nope. Donovan Mitchell now is a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Jazz were flexed out of this. And so you see a Jazz team that's going to take on the Knicks tonight. And frankly, pretty heavy favorites. And you go back in time, and I mean, I kind of led Locke into it a little bit, but the Knicks really screwed up. I mean, the Knicks really screwed up. Donovan Mitchell should be a Knick. Donovan Mitchell should be scoring 30-plus points a game in a Knicks uniform. And they tried to play it safe, and it blew up in their face.
Do you think Donovan would have been good next to Brunson?
I think it would have worked. Yeah. I think Donovan Mitchell is a good enough player that wherever you put him, that team is going to be considerably better.
Well, I know the Knicks are going to show up, and they're going to fight their butt off tonight in Salt Lake City. I guarantee that, because New York is not running on the current situation that the Utah Jazz are running on. Utah Jazz are running on house money. Utah Jazz are running on low expectations and high delivery.
Yes.
The Knicks right now are on high expectations, and they are on a medium delivery. I'm not quite as down on the Knicks as some. I still think that Randall is a threat. I still think Brunson is fantastic at the mid-range. I don't know what's going on with R.J. Barrett, but I've been paying more attention to R.J. Barrett now because his name was driven into all of our minds for about a month period of time. It wasn't about a month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody had to learn who R.J. Barrett was, and I'm a little bit underwhelmed with him. And what was great was we had David Locke on earlier, and he brought up Toppin, Quickly, and Grimes, the other three that were rumored to be a, potentially a part of the Donovan Mitchell trade. None of those guys are somebody that I would picture being on this Jazz roster and being productive. Maybe Will Hardy works miracles. Maybe he's just a better coach, and maybe he's making more of some of these guys that we're seeing on the court that are blowing us away. Horton Tucker and Markkanen and everybody else that's doing their thing here with the Jazz, maybe he does that with Toppin. Maybe he does that with Quickley, or maybe he does that with Grimes. I can't imagine he does. But right now, the Knicks are on press. Right now, that organization's looking at it like, all right, we tried to put together a team that could be competitive here. Yeah, we missed out on Donovan Mitchell, but we still expect you to be competitive. And they're just kind of sitting there in that 10-11 spot, just below 500, trying to make up a difference. So my guess is Randall and Brunson and Barrett and Reddish, they all show up tonight with their hair on fire, looking to get a win, looking to come out of Salt Lake City with a win. And they're probably looking at it like there's a two-game losing streak. We found a couple of gaps.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they've got a big man that can deliver like the last two big men the Jazz have faced. I brought that up with David Locke, wondering if there is a bit of a big man, a defending problem with this Utah Jazz team, where you had Kristaps Porzingis that went for 31 or 32, and you had Joel Embiid go for 58, was it?
59.
But David seems to think that that's not the case. He felt like it was more of an anomaly that Kristaps had a big game and Joel had a big game in those moments, but maybe it's not necessarily a lack of ability to defend that big man that's got some offensive ability. New York doesn't have that guy.
No, they don't. And Randall is a, when, you know, Randall's a fine player and he had a good year 2 years ago, but got his contract and then has regressed to the mean a little bit. And so, I think it's okay now to have high expectations for this team. And I think it's okay now because they've gone from the, you know, little plucky underdogs that have come out of nowhere to now you look at them as teams like, okay, you know what? Let's talk about this team as being a really good potential playoff basketball team. And we're, you know, as crazy as it may seem, we're getting up on the, what have they played? 15 games already? They're 10-5?
Yeah.
So you're just a few games away from being at the quarter mark of the season.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're like, okay, that's who you are. you're a good team.
Yeah, so, the quarter mark's a pretty good.
So go out there and
Well, especially this Jazz quarter mark with how difficult the schedule's been.
Yes. It's a great point.
Yeah, we're going to know who this Jazz team is off this quarter mark. I'm a little bit bummed about that Washington Wizards loss. I'm not so bummed about Philly.
Yeah, I am. I'm not either. And I kind of looked at that two-game stretch and thought, you know, get a split. Beat Washington, probably lose to Philadelphia. Come home, 11-4. And now it just feels like I'm getting greedy, though.
It does.
But again, I think as a Jazz fan, you have every right to be a little greedy. You have every right to be like, man, you know what? You set the bar pretty high now. Now go out there and continue to live up to that.
Well, okay. So I'm going to get out in front of this because I see it on the horizon. And I'm worried about it.
You see a slide coming?
Yeah. There's going to come a time where the Jazz are going to struggle. And this is going to be the problem. Right now, it's all fun and games. And it's a blast watching this team. We aren't missing these games. They're fun. And it's exciting to see a Jazz team play as a team again. What's going to happen, though, there's going to come a slide. And I don't know if this Washington and Philly loss are the beginning of a slide where maybe you lose to New York and you lose to Phoenix at home, and then you go back on the road for 4 out of 5. And let's say that 4 out of 5 that you go on the road, let's say you split it, and pretty soon you are 3-8 in an 11-game period. I'm worried that Jazz fans are then going to get all surly saying, so what did we do? So we just put ourselves in the play-in, and we completely gave up on Wembanyama, and we don't have a good team, and we don't have a shot at building a good team through the draft.
Yeah.
And now all we got is a bunch of draft picks and guys that are pretty good.
Yep.
I know that that's coming.
Because that's who they are.
That's
honestly
who they are. Yeah, yeah. It is. It's going to be a competitive team. They're going to give you a good dogfight. You're going to be proud of them and love their tenacity. But they're going to go on slides. And when they go on these slides, just gear up. Because here comes that big old angry Papa Bear who's defensive of this Jazz team and wanting Wembanyama or wanting a team that's competitive. And this isn't that team. This is not a, as it's currently constructed, it is not a Western Conference contender.
No.
Now, they've beat some really good teams in the West, and they're showing some really great things. But when push comes to shove, they don't have the lead dog. You've got to have the lead dog.
You might need two.
It's like what David said. David said when push came to shove, Joel Embiid, not only was he putting up the points on the offensive side, scored 26 of 28, I think, fourth quarter points.
26 of 27.
26 of 27 fourth quarter points. That's maddening. And had 6 block shots in a single quarter. The Utah Jazz don't have that guy. That when it's game 6 and you got to have it to extend to game 7, you're staving off elimination. And you got to have that kind of guy.
And how did Philadelphia get that guy? They bottomed out. How are the Jazz ever going to get that guy? They're going to have to bottom out.
And it's too late to bottom out.
And you're far down this rabbit hole. You can't bottom out anymore.
Yeah, and see, this is the problem. This was the one you needed to bottom out of.
Yeah, yeah.
See, now I've got to fight my anger because I'm going to get all upset about it. Because now I'm in all in this enjoyment time of having fun watching this group. But when that 7-game slide comes, I'm going to have to really check myself because I'm going to get upset and say,
what did we do?
What in the heck did we just do?
Yeah.
Yep. What are you going to do with your 9 picks?
Now just hope Minnesota's the one that tanks.
And hope that you can buy the number 1 overall pick from somebody.
I don't think that's going to work.
You could have 20.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, if you need a little extra income coming into the home, Tri-Day Trading can help you out there. I went through the training. Hans, I know you've been through it as well. And
yep.
I know one of the early questions they ask is, what would you like to do? What do you want to accomplish with this? And it's like,
set some goals.
Mine was, I'd like to, you know, pay my mortgage. Yep. I'd like to replace my mortgage payment. And they're like, we can do that. You want to make a car payment? You want to save up some money and take the family on a nice vacation every year? Or do you just want to replace your income? You can do that as well. There's been so many great success stories, Ryan, with Tri-Day Trading.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, which one are you? There you go.
We'll get you turned up.
Yeah, there you go.
There you are.
There's been a ton of success stories, and I'm glad you brought that up, that, you know, different people have different goals. Different people are looking for different things when it comes to income. What we want you to do is just come take a look at the possibilities here. Come take a look at what this could possibly be for you. Some of the big advantages that you have over other, maybe like taking a second job or increasing the hours where you're at currently, is this is something that you can do on your time. You know, you can do it from home. You can take it with you. And it's definitely a skill that could be around forever, right? It's not something that you have to walk away from at any point. So I like that we give people just another option. And right now, in so many uncertain times, having other options, learning other skills, especially something that can bring in extra money, I think is important.
These events are so much fun that you throw, where you bring dinner in, you have it catered in, and bring a limit in, and get a couple of the professionals up there. You actually do some live trading. At least you did in the past. People can watch the live trading.
Yeah, we'll definitely do some trades in there. I mean, it's something where you can really get a grasp on what we do here, you know, and it'll really just kind of become clear. Hey, this is kind of what it's like. This is what I could see myself doing or not see myself doing. And that's what it's for. No pressure, just some fun. You can really learn in that hour enough to decide if it's something you want to look into further.
And there's testimonials in there, yeah, which is nice. You get people in there that are actually succeeding at this, saying, this is how you succeed. And this is the software. These are the indicators. This is how it works. And you can finish up your meal and leave and say, hey, thanks for your time. Or you can finish up your meal and come up to Ryan and say, all right, where do we get going here?
Yeah.
What's my first step?
Awesome. And that's what we want everybody to do that has any interest at all. Sign up for that dinner. It's Thursday night, 6:00. We want to get a head count. So if you're interested in coming, please go register. And then we'll just make it a good night. We'll have some food, learn a little bit about this. If it's something you want to do, there's still the option for a $10 trial. That $10 is going to Sub for Santa at this point. So it's really a no-pressure situation where you can come and find out if trading's for you.
You go to trydaytrading.com. That's trydaytrading.com, and you'll see the link with Alema. All you ask is that you just sign up on that. If you plan on coming, just sign up so you guys get a head count, so you make sure there's enough food for everybody, and then just come by and enjoy the company. Great opportunity here at Triday Trading. Again, trydaytrading.com on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's game week for the Cougars, and the Zone is getting you ready for kickoff. After a much-needed bye week, the Cougars return home for the final home game of the season against Utah Tech. Listen all week long for the best coverage of Cougar football, as well as your chance to win tickets. Then catch the Cougar pregame this Saturday, presented by Zions Bank, followed by the postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, your home for the best coverage of Cougar football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotting, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Oh, man. Yeah, your pictures of your cows are taking off on Twitter.
Well, people didn't think that it was real, but It's very real.
Yeah.
There's people out there caring for cows. That's fine.
It looks like something Zed would make somebody wear in Pulp Fiction, man.
Zed's dead, baby.
This looks wildly uncomfortable for these cattle.
How'd you pull a Pulp Fiction reference on that?
Oh, my. I hadn't seen the picture. Wow. That's a thing, huh?
Yeah, it is. It gets really cold in
those
parts of Idaho.
Are they machine washable? Because, you know, it's cows and they're dirty, so.
These are not machine. They're knitted, so you're going to.
So what are you going to do when this thing gets stuff all over it?
I don't know. Throw it away and buy another one.
Well, I guess it's a good business model.
They're disposable.
After one day, you got to buy a new one.
They're disposable ear warmers for cattle. I don't know. I think it's adorable. I could see that you would come up with a Pulp Fiction reference if these were pigs. And you could pull out the whole swine.
Bacon tastes good.
Yeah.
Pork chops taste good.
The whole pork product.
Yeah.
Back and forth. I don't know. Zed reference is making me real uncomfortable here.
That's my bad. I'm sorry. All right. Let's get to it. Sports Roulette, we take some of the big storylines we've not had a chance to get to. We put on a roulette wheel, we spin it, and wherever that ball lands is what we end up talking about. So with Lloyd, with that, let's fire it up.
Jazz tickets.
Let's give away Jazz tickets right now. Caller number 12. Well, you're lucky that little white ball landed on that one. 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE, and you win a pair of tickets to see the Jazz take on the Phoenix Suns on Friday night, hands at Vivint Arena. Should be a good game, too.
It's going to be a great game. That's for the Suns game, huh?
Yeah, Suns game on Friday.
Well, Suns are doing their thing right now, but they've won one of the last four. They're 1-3 in the last four. Still, they're 8-5, and they're doing their thing. They got Golden State coming up tomorrow night on ESPN, and then they've got the Utah Jazz. So would love to be in that arena for that game, no question.
Yep. All right, Lloyd, spin it.
Utes get it done.
So how about Idaho State giving Craig Smith a bit of a heart attack?
Scared BYU. In fact, Utah or BYU needed a late second three to beat Idaho State. And last night, Idaho State was in Salt Lake giving the Utes all kinds of fits.
They're giving them the business. So BYU beat them, as Scotty mentioned, off that three, beat them 60-56, and had leads through the majority or large parts of that game. Well, last night, Utah was taking care of business. They were beating them up pretty good. And Idaho State made a second half push that got within one. And you're thinking, holy cow, they're going to beat him in the Huntsman Center. This is going to be embarrassing. Well, Braden Carlson stepped up at that point, took over, and absolutely went nuts in the final 10 minutes of that game. Made four free throws, had a really nice dunk. He knocked down a three-point play off a dunk and with an and one. So had some really big plays down the stretch. Braden Carlson was the king of the day. Ended up with 26 points and 9 rebounds and 4 block shots in that game against Idaho State. It's hard when you've got to have a hero step forward and find a way to beat Idaho State. And I would be a little bit more shocked with this if I didn't watch that entire BYU-Idaho State game where Idaho State was leading.
Yes.
But remember, BYU's guys might be smaller, but they're young.
But they're young.
So I will never forget that with Coach Pope. Can we build a cut out of that?
You know, they're really young, and you know what else? They're really undersized.
They're just undersized, but they're really young. Oh, that's a bad combo, Coach Pope.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. All right, Lloyd, spin it.
More cash for Kyle.
Oh, Kyle Whittingham is loving life right now. You know, his first contract at the University of Utah was in the range of, I want to say somewhere in the range of like $600,000 a year. So when he got the job in 2005, Kyle Whittingham was making about $600,000 per. Well, let's just talk about the bonuses. And again, I'm not hating here. This is nothing but respect. This is nothing but you're worth what somebody's willing to pay you, and you're worth the bonuses somebody's willing to give you. So let's add up the Kyle Whittingham bonuses right now. When he got to six wins, Kyle gets a $275,000 bonus.
Very nice.
Just for becoming bowl eligible. His team is ranked in the AP. At any point during the season, if he's ranked in the AP poll, he gets $15,000.
Very nice.
And if he's got a team in the college football playoff ranking at any time during the regular season, he gets an additional $10,000. So right now, before today, Kyle Whittingham was sitting at $300,000 payments just in bonuses. That's outside of his salary. Well, today, he notched another one as the University of Utah had a graduating success rate, I think at about 93%. Kyle Whittingham gets a $75,000 bonus as his team was over 80%. So if he has a graduating success rate of over 80%, and I think the Utes were at 93, he gets a $75,000 bonus. So add them all up, Kyle Whittingham bonuses just this year alone sits at $375,000 with still a chance to win a division. Well, I guess they don't do divisions anymore, but a chance to win a Pac-12 championship game, an appearance in the Pac-12 championship game, a chance to win a bowl game. There's a lot more on the table coming up.
He'll get $10,000 more tonight because they'll announce your newest college football.
But he's already in it, though. All he's got to do is
show. Oh, he doesn't get it every time it's
announced? No. Just one, at any point during the season, he gets $10,000.
Just a one time?
I think just the one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was every time it was announced, he'd get himself a nice little $10,000. Good for Kyle. Well deserved.
I know. And that's the thing. I bring this up just because I think it's, and there's a lot of things that the University of Utah does to try to make sure that he gets well compensated because he deserves every penny that he's getting. This is not a knock. I just think it's kind of funny how they structure things and how guys can. I mean, the fact that Kyle Whittingham is in the top 25 is no big surprise. The fact that he gets a graduating, gets to six wins, I think that should be a bare minimum. That should be one of the easiest accomplishments that Utah gets to every year. And to be able to bank $275,000 on it, that's a way of Mark Harlan saying, look, I'm going to find a way to not only pay you a good salary, but give you bonuses that are pretty easily achievable. And he's knocking him out of the park. So good for him. Mm-hmm. All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Lloyd, fired up.
It's now time for Watching the Watch List with Hans Olsen and Scott Girard.
It's like 10 degrees outside. This is for July. This is for August.
We're always watching the watch list, Scotty.
BYU passing game coordinator Fessy Sitake is now in the running for the top assistant coach award in college football. Named a nominee to the 2022 Broyles Award list. He's one of only 51 coaches that made the nominee list. In a pool of approximately 1,500 assistant coaches representing the 131 FBS programs across the country. So, Fessy Sitake, nice job, man. He is currently a 2022 Broyles Award List nominee.
Okay, that is awesome because what is it? It's based on something that happened this season.
Right.
He's a nominee. It's not just a, hey, we're watching these coaches.
No,
it's based on accomplishment. So I'm totally on board with this one.
He did put in work and he has been
excellent
with BYU.
All right. So let's look at this BYU staff here. And I know BYU hasn't had the season that they'd like, but don't you think Aaron Roderick is eventually going to be a head coach?
Yes.
Don't you think Fessy Sitake will eventually be a head coach?
Yes. Yeah, I think they're both head coaches in the making.
And I think based on his success at Southern Utah, I think Ed Lamb could parlay another job. If I was a Big Sky team, I would hire Ed Lamb in a second.
No question. If it's we've seen Ed Lamb build a program in the middle of nowhere out of nothing.
Yeah.
With very little support.
Correct. Southern Utah, at least under the prior administration, was not overly conducive to supporting athletics.
So we've seen him do it. I am a huge fan of what Fessy has done with receivers at BYU and the passing game coordinating at BYU. I think that Fessy has a brilliant football mind. I've had an opportunity to pick his brain a couple times just in the world of football, and every time I do, he sees the game so different. He sees the game as like big-time possibilities. I see the game as basic fundamentals.
Yeah.
I see the game as getting the toughest dudes and the biggest dudes, just blunt force trauma. He sees it as probably a lot like Lavelle Edwards saw it, as Lavelle Edwards was changing the landscape of football. I think that Fessy has those same type of visions on where the game could go and how to make it better by being more intelligent. Fessy is an incredibly intelligent football coach, and so is Aaron Roderick. Those guys together have come up with a lot of great schemes. And I'm sure that they're looking at this, the last two games of this season, Utah Tech and Stanford, and they're saying to themselves, how can we design an offense to make our defense look a little bit better? What can we do to help our defense? How can we stay on the field? Because you know Coach Roderick and you know Fessy Satake.
Oh, yeah.
They're quick strike guys.
Yep.
They're big play guys. They want to go and they want to make the big play quick.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to do it. Not in the last couple of games. You got to keep this BYU defense off the field. Sustain those drives. Go for long, sustained drives and keep that BYU defense right there on the sideline.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. There you go. That is Sports Roulette right here on the Zone. Take a break. Come back. We'll wrap this thing up. Get you ready for Unrivaled straight ahead right here on the Zone.
It's game week for the Aggies, and the Zone is getting you ready for kickoff. After a win in Hawaii, the Aggies are just one win away from bowl eligibility as they square off against San Jose State this Saturday in Logan. Listen all week long for your chance to win tickets. Then hear all the play-by-play action this Saturday, beginning with the Aggie pregame show at 6:30. From Monday morning to the post-game press conference, your home for the best coverage of Aggie football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Your home for the best football coverage in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone.
Turn it up.
The Cougars wrap up their home schedule with a showdown against Utah Tech in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Your home for the best coverage of Cougar football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hi. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. By the way, let's see here, 801 Sports tweets out, Morgan Scally also on that Broyles Award. Is that what it's called?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So you got not only Fessy Satake, but Morgan Scally on that list as well. So congratulations to both of those coaches.
Utah, get us a press release.
Yeah, send us a press release on it.
Because I got the email from BYU. I have not gotten the email from Utah. Let's go.
Come on. Help us out a little bit.
Come on, your coach gets thrown on a list. Let us know.
We want to love you back.
Otherwise, it's hard to know.
Yeah. Hey, Loiter, are your Raiders playing my Broncos this weekend?
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea.
I really don't know who the Broncos are playing this
weekend. That is pretty sad. I've got Scott Mitchell looking at me like, what, how do you not know what team you're playing? The Raiders are playing. I have no idea. I've given up.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Don't know.
Yeah. Sunday, November 20th.
By the way, can I mention this? We have a former Raider coming on the show tomorrow.
Oh, who would that be?
Jay Schrader.
No.
Former
kidding.
Raider quarterback, played with Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen, Swervin' Mervin Fernandez. It is my childhood, by the way.
We're going to let you conduct that interview.
No, I'm not. This is for you
guys. It could be like the whole Chris Farley.
This is for you guys.
Remember that one time you handed off to Bo Jackson?
Like, I'm telling you, this is my childhood. Awesome. Watching these. Like, this is, awesome. Like, I'm telling you, I was 8 years old watching him. Like, this is, it is really, like, I remember it vividly.
So, okay, so should we, you want to have like three questions?
Yeah, we need to let Lloyd.
Yeah, Lloyd,
no,
you get.
No, it's okay.
No.
You need to have your time, Lloyd.
Okay, Lloyd, let's be honest. It's Utah Tech. Come on. We got time for three questions.
We got to find a way to make some of this interesting.
It is interesting. What are you talking about? It's Utah Tech.
Not.
And their
Utah Tech
offense
is not
potent.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't care what Kalani said in those update cuts. I don't care. They suck. It sucks that they're even on the schedule. Everybody knows that. It sucks that they're on the schedule. So just ask Schrader about Bo Jackson, because that's 10 times more interesting than the fact that BYU's playing Utah Tech in late November. That's complete garbage. It's a throwaway.
I am fascinated about the balance, because they had two amazing running backs with Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen, and how Bo used to always come into the season always late because of baseball. Like, it's just, it's kind of, it's fascinating.
I'm telling you, Lloyd, I have three questions. And
I have six. I don't even want to talk to Jay about
Utah Tech. Dude.
No, we can talk to him about golf.
I said about Utah Tech.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's have a great conversation.
We can even
that
ask him about his time with Al Davis. Like, that.
Hey, he was a backup for, he got snaps in the Super Bowl and the Redskins beat the Broncos. Doug Williams went down, looked like Doug Williams shredded his knee, but was able to get back and then threw for like 8,000 yards and 40 touchdowns against the Broncos.
All of these things more interesting than Utah Tech.
How upset would he be? Do you think he'd be upset if we bring him in? All right, BYU playing Utah Tech, and we don't ask a single Utah Tech question.
I don't think he would, because what is he? Is he a coach or what is he?
He's a color analyst.
He's a color analyst.
Then he'd be happy to just talk about anything but
Utah Tech. Stop it. Knock it off.
Lloyd, you come up with three good questions, but be ready for eight.
Knock it off.
You're going to get at least three, Lloyd.
Yeah, okay.
So have like, just rank them like 1 through 8 and get ready for your top three. But you might get 8 in.
By the way, I want to make it really clear. I'm happy for Utah Tech, and it's great that they can play in their own division and their own conference and do their own thing. BYU should not be playing Utah Tech.
They're always going to play an FCS opponent, though.
But a first-time FCS opponent and then playing on the road against a former FCS opponent in Liberty, like, this has just been that season from hell.
I don't know if we want to talk about the Liberty game.
No, stop it.
That didn't end well.
No, nobody wants to talk about that. So that's why we're going to talk about Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen. Did he overlap with Tim Brown at all?
Tim Brown was a rookie in 91, so yes. That was his Pro Bowl year.
We're buying our time.
Whoa. Jay Schrader was a Pro Bowler?
Yes, he was for one season. That was that year that I told you that Bo Jackson got injured, and he ran through that Buffalo Bills buzzsaw.
Wow.
In the second
ask
second
him
round.
About that one.
No.
What's it like to be given up 50 points to Buffalo in an AFC championship game?
No, not doing that.
There's one of your questions.
You're already going to ruin this.
No, we'll have
fun. Don't ruin my childhood.
We'll have fun, but this is...
How cool was it to be on the same field as John Elway one game? Ask him that.
So excited to be done with this stuff. Now, they're going to probably get their butt kicked for a couple years in the Big 12, but at least they're going to be forced to get better. You're forced to get better.
Yeah. All right. Hands of Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Here's the man himself. I wonder what Lemma thinks about playing Utah Tech. Hi, Lemma.
Hi, guys. I can't wait for this interview, by the way, tomorrow. And fanboy, you know. Asking 3 to 8 questions is going to be fantastic.
I can't wait either, man. Hey, Alima, are you with us on Football Fridays, or you got high school duties?
I got championships 5A and 6A on Friday, so this will be the last one I'll miss, then I'll be back.
So
I don't get to preview the Utah Tech game.
Yeah, we've missed 6 shows in a row with you, Alima, but we're looking forward to getting back.
So what would you say you do around here?
Man, Alima.
You know, after the fanboy thing, Lloyd's coming strong.
Yeah, I know. Plus, I'll be absent on Friday. He's going to be taking shots.
as bad as the Raiders are, if you were like, no, I got to call a Raiders game, that'd be one thing. But you giving up Scotty and I for high school stuff is like, geez, man. And it's even for my son's team. And, like, I'm happy about that because they got the best of the best in Alima. But, dang, man, we've missed you. Coach Max missed you.
Well, I miss you guys, too. That's one of my favorite things I get to do during the football season is hang out with you guys and talk some college football and whatever else comes up, because as people can, you know, witness, the show can go anywhere.
That's true.
Yes, it does.
That's been known to happen. All right, so the big event coming up on Thursday. You're going to be here at Tri-Day Training, a great dinner. You people get some free food and find out a little bit more about Tri-Day Training. And it's a no-pressure situation. It's not like somebody's going to have you, you know, let's say you may have paid for your honeymoon with a timeshare. It's not like they're going to get you in a room and really try to, you know, haggle with you. It's just some good information.
I love that we're going to provide some dinner for people to come and just sit down for an hour. You know, some of these places, they will try to get you to pay hundreds of dollars for a whole weekend where you're just trapped in a room and getting all this information. And then, you know, you walk away with nothing except a wasted weekend. We just want you to come and spend an hour's worth of time with us. Our coaches will be there. They'll go through the software. You guys know that a lot of it is just kind of getting familiar with, you know, how this thing works. And plus, you get to meet the people that you'll be working with. You'll meet our coaches, and it'll be, you know, one of those opportunities where it's like, okay, this is not somebody that's far off somewhere in a different state or maybe even a different country that I'm working with. I'm working with people here in the state. And so you get your questions answered, and you're able to sign up for the free trial, or the trial, I should say, $10, which is almost free, but the $10 trial for 30 days. But I promise you, if you come spend the evening with us, just an hour, we'll answer all the questions that you have. And by the end of that 1 hour, you'll know whether or not this thing is right for you. And you'll learn about the software. You'll learn about the account that Tri-Day Trading provides. So you're trading using their money and keeping up to 80% of the profits. All of that stuff will be explained. So everything that you've heard and you had questions, well, Thursday night, 6 o'clock in Lehigh at the Tri-Day Trading offices, that's where we're going to take care of those questions for you. And I encourage you to come on by. No Jazz game that night, so, you know, come on by. We can talk some Jazz. We'll talk some Tri-Day Trading. We'll have some dinner together.
It's all available for you. Go to tridaytrading.com. That's tridaytrading.com. And all you have to do is just register for the dinner. They just want to make sure they know how many people are coming. So register at tridaytrading.com. Alema, you're the best, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alema.
Thanks, guys.
97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.